Good afternoon. It is Matt Skywatcher with WildCountry.fm. It's Friday. Joining us once again for Wild Country Connects is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country. Hello, Ray.
Thank you for having me back on the show again.
Always a pleasure.
I hope you mean that. What does he really tell the people after we get off the air? What do you think?
We'll keep that a secret.
Yeah, exactly. We're wrapping up the month of June already. I don't know how that's possible, and I know we say it every month, but it really is crazy that half the year is almost behind us. And we really, there's so many things we could talk about in the month of June. And I know we hit some of the biggies this year, like men's health, but we hit, you know, some different ones too. But we really would be doing, I think, everybody an injustice if we didn't wrap it up by hitting another one of the big ones in June, and that's Alzheimer's awareness. Mm-hmm. You know, I think you and I have talked about it before, and I've talked about this for years, that to me, it's just one of the worst things out there, because it's not the physical, right? This is really stealing the essence of who we are, you know, internally. That's really what it comes down to for me. And it is the most common cause of dementia, which is really a generic term for memory loss. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of times people don't look at it that way, but there really is many types of memory loss and dementia. So, but this, in this case, it's still 60 to 80% that really does go back to Alzheimer's. It is not, and for many years, I guess not so much recently in the last 15 to 20, but certainly before that, it was thought of as that's just a normal part of getting old. It is not a normal part of getting old. Mm-mm. So do not ignore it.
Yeah,
like we used to. Yes, some memory loss. Yes, we all that all have. That's normal. That's okay. But when it gets to the level of Alzheimer's, and we'll get to the warning signs or the symptoms, it's different. And you'll know the fact that you and I probably forget where we put our keys more often now than when we were 20. That's okay. That doesn't mean that, you know, you're having issues. Mm-hmm. To it. That is part of getting old, but other things are not. Again, generally, it does affect those of us 65 and older. Why did I say those of us? We're not 65 and older. We want to get there, but yes. We're not 65 and older yet. But generally speaking, it is, you know, if you think it's that, generally you are correct. But there are many cases every year amongst much younger people, and I mean much younger people, you know, all the way back into their 40s, that are starting to see Alzheimer's creep in there. Why? I don't know, but it happens. And it does worsen over time. On average, a person lives 4 to 8 years after diagnosis, and that's pretty scary. It's a short period of time. It can be longer, but generally it's that 4 to 8 window. So those symptoms, again, when we're talking about memory loss, it's not those little things that, you know, that causes to put notes on the fridge and on the desk at work that we never would have think of doing when we were 25 years old. This is memory loss that literally disrupts your life on a daily basis.
Yeah.
I mean, normal things. Challenges in planning, difficulty completing familiar tasks, confusion with time and place, and trouble understanding, you know, visual images. Any of those does not necessarily mean anything. They're just warning signs. They're symptoms that lead you to say, you know what? I think we need to get, you know, some help here. There's no cure. We know that. But boy, have we made great progress in regards to treatment over the last 20, 25 years. It really, it's an amazing, I guess, example of, you know, not only obviously research organizations and the government and healthcare providers, whatever, coming together and doing studies and all that. I mean, you think about the amount of money that has been raised at the grassroots level and funneled into that research.
Yeah.
It works. It shows that it works. So the next time you see a walk, give it some more serious thought.
Yeah.
Don't sit back and say, it's not going to do any good. It does some good.
Yes, they do.
I tell you, go to ALZ.org, and they can get you connected with a lot of great people, including navigators that can help you through this process, and or if you just want to learn more. They have a great 24/7 helpline that's available that you can use. And again, you have a lot of local groups in the area across the North Country that, you know, you can go in and sit down and talk to, you know, face-to-face. You don't have to definitely do it virtual. So remember, memory loss does not mean you have Alzheimer's. But if those other symptoms come into play, mm-hmm. you know, make sure you visit your doctor. Again, it all comes down to those visits with your doctor.
Oh,
I know, but it does. And you can get into treatment or get your loved one into treatment as soon as possible. And I guess we could leave it on another note, another reason to make sure you get in there and do that. Look, it is no secret that we have a massive shortage of long-term care and nursing facility beds in rural America, including here in the North Country, where people can go for that care. So the quicker we can get in there and start treatment for our loved ones so they can stay semi-independent for as long as possible, the better, because it's scary. There is no place, you know, for people to go a lot of times. And that's a whole different topic, but it's tied together.
That's right.
So as always, get your screenings, get in there and talk to your medical provider, and we can get the help as quickly as possible to you and or your loved one.
Always sooner than later. Mm-hmm. Great. He is Ray from Community Health Center of the North Country for Wild Country Connects. Ray, thanks for joining us again.
Thank you, as always.